7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
What the hell, damn guy? Not mushrooms. Not mushrooms. Let's go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it is, of course, time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals. Come in the Committee, yeah. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. And, well, Jesus, kind of dry out here. What the hell? Where was I? Dubious Goals Committee, Tobe. Why are we here? What are we doing? What is happening? Blah, blah, blah. Okay. We've got a real borderline day today. It's mostly overcast. It looks like the sun might come out shortly. The current temperature is approximately 21 or 22 degrees. That's about 72 degrees for all my Liberian listeners. I had a hell of a day yesterday and kind of a weird night. I need some exercise. I need to go outside. I need to move around. I need to work some of the stiffness out of my joints. So where did we decide to come today? Well, wait, what's under that tree? Nothing. It looks a hell of a lot like a marmot, but it's not. It's a rock. It's a rock in the shape of a marmot? Yeah. Huh. Okay. Whatever. I'm hip. We're at OPPD. That's right. We're out at the OPPD Arboretum today. And I need to get out of the sun. We need to get into the forest. I'm just walking up the old marmot alley here. Yeah. There's no marmots here. We got all these weird plants. We got trees now. Where the hell are my motties? Well, we know where the motties are, don't we? They're over there. In that den. Yeah, the forest is encroaching. I'm hip. Yes, let it encroach. Let the forest take over. All right, we got to sort of climb up onto this grassy knoll here and work our way around this tree, see if we can find any marmots. There's a big open field up here at the intersection of the interstate and Blondo Street. I see no marmots grazing out in the field. What about over here by the tree in the den? Is there any matis over here? Is this den still in use? Well, there is a lot of loose dirt. There's trails. There's three holes, maybe four. I don't see any marmots. I don't see any bugs flying around the hole. And the sun is starting to come out, and so I'm making my way into the forest here. We gotta get out of the sun, or we're gonna have a bad time. Okay. We're gonna cross a bridge here in a second. Pretty excited about it. Oh, and I just remembered what I have to tell you. I did something, well, I did something kind of bad. Not bad, you know, not crime. I just did something, I don't know, was it morally questionable? Maybe? Okay, here's what you need to know. I've walked into the forest. It's dry. I was going to say, gee, I hope we find some mushrooms. I don't think we're going to find any mushrooms. Boom. There's a huge, well, not huge. There's a big patch of inky caps, coprinus, around this stump. Oh, the average mushroom size is about a centimeter and a half in diameter. And the entire clumpage is probably, let's see, there's 25, what's 25 times 25? 590 square centimeters of mushrooms. It's very clumpy. Yay, we found mushrooms. It's coprinus, it's inky caps. Everybody loves inky boys. Okay, now it's story time. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, oh my God, story time? Doesn't this really mean you went to the grocery store? Well, yeah. Oh, here's more inky caps. Yeah, look at these guys. Nice. What's up, little homies? Little homie caps. Yeah, so I went to the store. But wait, I gotta back up. It's complicated. And evil. Because I'm an evil person. I did something bad last night. I feel, well. Okay. I had to go to the store, but before I went to the store, so okay, see, I had to go to the store, but I got busy doing stuff, and I forgot that I had to go to the store. So last night around dinner time, there was an incident, and I had to wash my hair. And there was a bratwurst and a bratwurst bun and some stone ground honey mustard, and honey mustard ended up in my hair, and okay, I had to wash my hair. I had to wash my hair, and you know, at this time of year, it's sort of difficult to do, and after you wash your hair, you gotta dry your hair, which is another difficult thing. Needless to say, I washed my hair, but I didn't dry it. I was just letting it air dry so I wouldn't have to hold a heater up to my brain. I mean a hair dryer, okay, right? It's hot. I'm already suffering from heat. I don't need, you know, to hold an extra heat source up to my head. So I let it go. I said, no, okay, we're just going to let the old hair dry naturally. And so I was doing that, when suddenly I remembered I had to go to the store. This is about, I don't know, an hour later. And I can't remember when the store closes. I'm thinking, oh my God, do I only have 30 minutes to get there, or do I have an hour and 30 minutes to get there? I better go now. And my hair at this point is mostly dry. And it seems like it's completely dry, but whenever it seems like it's completely dry, it isn't really completely dry. And this means that I can't wrap my hair up like I normally do. This is where it gets weird. I can't wear any of my standard head coverings if my hair is wet or even damp, because it does this weird thing where my hair then wants to stay in that position, and then it doesn't want to move, and so once I take the head wrap off, then my hair hurts. Tobe, your hair doesn't... What was it? Oh, I think that was a bird down there. Is it a squirrel? Is that a mati down there? I don't know. We're going to get up here and find out. What the hell's down there in the creek? Oh, it's just birds playing in the leaves. Wacky, wacky birds. Why is it so dry? Both of these creeks are bone dry. Anyway, so the long and the short of it is, I have to go to the store with my hair out. What about this hair pain you were telling us about? It has to do with hair follicles and which way they're facing and... never mind. It's complicated. It's hair science. You wouldn't understand. Unless, of course, you have long hair. And then you're thinking, yeah, Tobe's right. Okay, so anyway, Harry Larry knows what I'm talking about. So I have to go to the store with my hair out, and I'm realizing this, and I'm going, oh no, I don't want to go to that store with my... Oh wait, maybe I do. Maybe I do want to go to the store with my hair out, because I'm going to the good store. I'm going to the good, fun store. The tea and candy store. So I said, ha ha ha, yes, yes, yes. So I still have to, you know, maintain some control over my hair. So I look for one of my little hair bands. I put on my hair band and my glasses, and I get my wallet and everything, jump in the car, I drive to the store. Drive to the tea and the candy store. And I get there in time, they're still open. They're perfectly willing to sell me a lot of tea and candy, amongst any other number of things. So much good stuff in this store. Including crispy fried onions. Should we go over here? Should I even bother going into the mushroom zone? Yeah, we might as well. Let's go. Why do I feel like I'm gonna walk through a bunch of webs? Ugh. Okay, yeah, the good bird's flying right in my face. The good news is like there's all the indicators are here. All this little undergrowth is all the right height and everything. Oh, it's just too dry. It's just too damn dry. I got no mushrooms. But I'm still squatting down here on the trail, scanning under all the little leaves, looking for the little Morelli dudes that I know I'm not going to find. Why am I looking anyway? I just am. It's habit. It is habit. Okay. So, I get to the store. And as soon as I walk into the store, you know, you're in the little vestibule. I grab my little red basket. I do the Tobe, you know, cool basket move. If you're unfamiliar with it, basically it's a technique for taking a shopping basket out of the stack of shopping baskets with one hand. And then in one fluid motion, you flick your wrist and the other handle goes whip into your hand and goes clack, and it looks really cool and you look like you're real smooth and suave and you know how to go grocery shopping like a pro, which I do. Hey, what was that? Is that a rabbit up there or something? Or do we have deer up here? Hold on a second. They look like there's something moving through the forest on this game trail. Damn it, I just got some web face. Is there somebody up here? Is there a dude up here? Because this is the deer zone of this area. I saw something, but I did not hear anything move through the trees and branches. I'm looking around. It's very leafy. And that loud traffic noise you hear is, of course, the I-680 corridor. Huh. Well, yeah, and all these plants are trying to grab my damn hair. Tobe, do you have your hair out? No, it's completely covered, but it's even longer than the thing that covers it. So it still sticks out. It still gets stuck on stuff. It still gets closed in car doors and windows and everything. All right, well, maybe it was just a rabbit, because I've now walked through here. There's no dudes. All right, now I gotta work my way through this little sumac forest, which is starting to leaf up. Oh no, sun has come out. And I'm in the direct sun. We need to loop around and get back in the forest. So I show up at the grocery store, the fun store. Hair out, get my red basket, do the sweet move, boom. I'm into the store and immediately I'm looking around. Because they changed the layout of the store enough that you need to be paying attention or you're gonna go the wrong way. How do I know this? Well, it happens to me every damn time. So I walk in, notice that I'm going the wrong way, and I turn around and I'm looking back over towards the cashier and cashiers, and I can't tell you what I thought. I saw this girl, and well, the two words that went through my head were that one. Hey, there's birds up top. Wait, what's going on over here? What are you two birds yapping about? What's the birdie business going on here? Oh, I thought I saw another dude. I thought I saw a big, scary dude. No, it's not a scary dude. It's a Weimaraner. You know, it's one of those, what's the name of that photographer? William Wegman. It's one of those William Wegman dogs. And those are so great. I love them. They're very sleek. They look like, I don't know, it looks like they were designed in a wind tunnel. Right, so I'm in the store. And first thing I do is I walk down the candy aisle, grab two big bags of sour guava candy. Oh my God, I've gone so long without my sour guava candy. So glad to have it back. Hooray. Walk to the tea aisle, which got moved again. It's another two aisles down. Now I gotta walk further, which is fine. And I bought a bunch of tea. I bought Gao Shan. I bought Yunnan Pu'er. I bought Jade Jiguanyin. And I was going to get some more of that Lung Ching Long Jing, but I decided against it at the last minute. Okay, and this is where it gets really weird, because while I was doing this, then I noticed that there was a guy on the other aisle, and this guy moved into my aisle. I wasn't paying attention when I was pulling the tea off the shelf and I was shoving it into my basket, right? And I was making the decision about the Lung Ching when I noticed that the guy is sort of standing next to me. Not only is he standing next to me, he's sort of looking into my basket. And as I'm looking at him, he's realizing that I'm noticing that he's looking up into my basket. And he, okay, and when I say this guy, I mean this uncle, all right? This is, actually, it's probably, this is uncle to me. This is honorable grandfather, right? And this guy's dope. And I think he was Wu. I'm almost sure he was Wu. But anyway, He notices that I notice this, and he just sort of raises his head, and he looks at me, and he gives me this sort of weird look. And he's like looking at me, appraising me. And he just does that inscrutable old Chinese guy thing where he just sort of barely nods and he lifts up his eyebrows. And I realize what this is. He's like, yeah, okay. You're a weird young white guy, but you know tea. And you're buying a lot of it at the correct seasonal time. And well, okay, so he's like, yeah, okay, you seem cool. And so I did a faint nod back and I said, shall we drink? And I'm gesturing towards the tea. And then he does that other great old Chinese guy move where he puts his hand in the air with his index finger extended, and he just sort of twists his wrist back and forth a couple times by about 30 degrees. And I'm just, and I laughed and I sort of half bow nodded to him and I walked off. Okay, so yeah, I bought tea, I bought candy. I went to check the Joss paper. Yes, some good stuff, a new thing. I bought some Hell Money, and the Hell Money is the good kind. It's three color, and it says Hell Banknote, so it's actual Hell Money. Yes, bought that. Oh, and I bought some emergency ramen. I always have to have emergency food around, food that I can make very, very fast and eat it fast. So I get those, you know, cyberpunk dream come true bowls of ramen. I got some good ones. And yeah, and then it was time for me to leave. So I'm walking up to the, oh, there's a group of people here, weird. Oh, that explains the official car that I saw earlier. Anyway, it's like a tour. Looks like a tour group. Hey Tub, you wanna lead a tour group through the Arboretum? I don't know, is it a marmot tour group? No, they're people. Yeah, I know they're people. I mean, do they want to look at marmot? Just go away. So I've got all my stuff in my red basket. And I head to the cashiers. And there's two cashiers open. And one of them had a customer and the other one was free. So I said, yes, this is the cashier for me. And the cashier's ringing the stuff up, just starting to ring up the tea, when suddenly I notice, who's running over here as fast as possible to bag my groceries? That's right. It was that little cultural treasure from the Peacock Kingdom. Yes. I love culture. I love learning about other cultures. And she starts bagging my groceries. And she's super cute, but kind of deadly, because, you know, she's really thin and she's got this long neck that's really skinny, and she's got that heart-shaped head that kind of makes her look like a praying mantis, and so that's kind of that predatory look, but she's super freaking cute, right? And she's throwing the stuff in the bags as I'm trying to, you know, run the plastic through the scanners, and I'm screwing it up because this chick's staring at me. And I put the chip card in wrong, and I'm choking because, well, you know, cute stuff. And I'm thinking, okay, gonna make my move on this one. No, you can't, because now that I'm this close, I'm realizing that this girl is fairly young. And she's just so adorably cute, but also praying mantis sexy. Okay, so I'm like, oh my god, I can't do it. And as I'm, you know, throwing the plastic back into my wallet and kind of turning towards her because the last of the groceries are going into the grocery bags and I'm going to have to take them from her in a second. And that's when she says, I really like your hair. And what do you say to that? Oh, I really like your cute butt. I really like your cuteness. Or you can't, right? Because this is a child. Hold on a second. I'm looking for chives. Here we go. Here's the chives. They're right up here. I thought, no chives this year. No, they're just up here a little bit further. Oh, some beautiful blue stem type chives. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay. Well, we can go back in the forest now. Loop around here. Oh, wait, there's a moth. Oh, I think he's dead. Oh, no. Yeah. It's an ex-moth. It's an expired moth. Hi, buddy. So the dead moth spirit says, oh, we appreciate your appreciation, Tobe. There's a really cool moth in here being eaten by other bugs. Right, so I look at this girl and she's so adorable. And I said to myself, why did I know this was going to happen? Oh wait, here's some of the mushrooms. Flammies. We got some flammies popping. These are a couple days old, actually. These are even dried out and getting rubbery. Okay. Flammies are coming up. Why are these the only ones we found? Huh. So the only thing I can actually say to this girl is thank you. I said, oh, well, thank you. And she's smiling and all nervous and right? Which is another indication that she's a little bit younger than I originally thought. She's really cute though. So funny. I walked out of there trying not to laugh. Because she got nervous and weird and she... And as soon as she handed me my groceries, she's like, and then turned around and kind of ran away. And I thought, awesome. Awesome. So I left the grocery store, and as I was leaving the vestibule, I grabbed some lovely foreign language publications. Because this is the little media center. This is my print media center, my international print media center. Oh, you can get all kinds of fun newspapers. Get all kinds of interesting stuff that I don't know how to read. Because it's in languages that I cannot read. Including but not limited to Newer. Karen. What language do they speak? And Khmer. Vietnamese. Chinese of various flavors. And, there's a Hmong newsletter. It's just the best stuff ever. I grabbed a bunch of stuff. I grabbed some things. I grabbed some things that caught my eye and caught my fancy. And these things are probably going to be sent to some listeners. Some of the listeners around the world, members of the Dubious Goals Committee, who are also members of The dubious high weirdness, but no, what was it called? The dubious mail committee, the weird mailing committee. Okay, I've got a mailing list. I mail stuff to people. If you want to be on this mailing list, where you will receive random things at random times, email me, tobe@sdf.org. Completely discreet, not selling any information to anybody. I'm probably going to lose it anyway, so. Yeah, so I got to send some stuff out in the mail. Including, of course, some of this new hell money. It's so great. This is the stuff I've been looking for. And it was cheap. I saw other Joss paper that it was kind of cool, but I didn't want to buy it because $4. I didn't have a lot of cash. But regardless. We didn't find many dudes today because, well, here at OPPD, there are just... There's at least 20 cars in the parking lot. Like I said, there's this tour group or educational learning students group walking around, not looking for marmots. They're not looking for mushrooms. The hell are these people doing? Right? It makes no sense. I'm about to stage a coup d'etat. Take over this educational tour group. And actually teach these poor bastards something. Facts of science. Facts of art. Facts and artifacts. That's what it was. It's the Dubious Artifacts by Mail Subcommittee. A show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC. Nice segue right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm walking across a bridge. There's no water in the creek. Where the hell are the marmots? No water, no marmots.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Better check over here. Yeah, no. I don't see anything. Other than that dog, that Wigma-Wama dog, that Woomer, the Woomerammer, the Weimer Weimer. You know the dogs I'm talking about.